I mean, I've had people come in and say, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. I said, no, that's not true. God said it, it don't make no difference whether you believe it or not. You know, if God said it, that's what he meant. Well, but you know, this book was written thousands of years ago. Y'all, come on in. Come on in, find you a chair anywhere. I said, this book, some people tell me this book was written thousands of years ago, you know, and there's a lot of fallacies in it. I said, no, this book may have been written thousands of years ago, but there ain't no fallacies in it. You know, the original, you can go back and check it. Yeah, there may be a few different translations that are out there that you'll have a problem believing some of the things that's in there. But that's why you don't ever want to use just one translation. Even the King James, which is very good, it has some things that's hard to understand. And just like myself, when I was reading, and I used to read and study only the King James Bible, and then finally my sister called me one day and she said, have you read this Living Bible? And I said, no, sis. And so she told me about it. And so I was an international airline pilot at the time. And I flew into Chicago. And while I was there overnighting, I ran down to a Christian bookstore. And I found me one of those new Living Bibles, it was called. And I got started reading that thing. And I thought, man, this is the easiest reading I've ever read. It was so easy. I read that thing just all the way through. I mean, I just within a matter of a few weeks, I read the whole Bible. It was such a wonderful thing. Yeah, that looked just like that one, the Living Bible. And, of course, now then they've edited it and made some more changes in it, and it's called the NLT, the New Living Translation, which I use it a lot. Some people will tell you it's from the devil, but it's okay, you know. That's okay, but some people will tell you everything beside the King James is from the devil. In fact, we were asked to go to Ireland. Now, I don't know if you've ever studied the Catholic Bible or not. But when I was asked to come to Ireland, I was going to go over there to teach a bunch of Catholics. Well, the lady that sent us over there, she said, now, my brother will be the hardest one for you to convince. And if you don't go over there with a Catholic Bible, he won't even talk to you. He said, there ain't no Bible but the Catholic Bible. I said, okay. So I got me a Catholic Bible, and I started reading it and studying it. And on that 10-hour trip over to London, I marked that Bible. When I got over there, you'd thought I'd have had this Bible for years. I mean, I had marks all over it. When we got there, her brother happened to be the one to pick us up at the airplane. When we got over to wherever it was in Ireland, we flew over to. We had to go from London on over to somewhere in Ireland. And he picked us up. And we got in the car, and he said, you know, brother, I have a question. I want to know what your opinion is about, and he asked me something. And I said, brother, I don't have any opinions about anything. I said, I got answers from the Word of God, but I don't have any opinions. And so I opened my Catholic Bible, and he noticed when I pulled it out. Hey, he said, you're using a Catholic Bible. I said, yeah, it's a good book. And I gave him an answer. And so all the way home, half hour ride, I gave him answers out of the Bible. Every time I'd ask him, what's your opinion? He always says, what's my opinion? I said, sir, I don't have any opinions. It's what God says, that's all that counts. And so we set up the rest of the day until 11 o'clock that night. And 11 o'clock at night, of course, now Cheryl and I have been up about 30 hours by this time. He said, you know, I know y'all must be tired and want to go to bed, but he says, we'll start again tomorrow. And so he said, I ain't never seen anybody that had as many answers as you have. Well, now see, the only way you can get those answers is read and study the book. Amen. So anyway, while I was reading this Catholic Bible, I come up on an awesome scripture. There is a book in their Bible that we don't have in our Protestant Bible, and it's called the Book of Wisdom. And it's really a good book. You know, I'm reading, it's kind of like the book of Proverbs, you know. It's a lot like the Proverbs. But the book of Wisdom in chapter 11 had an awesome statement in it. And when I read this, I was shocked. Is Dave up there? Dave, can you put that on the screen for me? Wisdom 11. Look at this. When I was reading down through the book of course, I had already determined this. Oh, yeah, for those of you that haven't been here before, some of you might know that last week this was all unfinished sheetrock, no trim around the doors. all the sound stuff was downstairs and everything else. But last week, actually on Thursday night, starting at 6 o'clock, first part of the week, we took all the sound equipment and we built that platform up above there and put all of our recording equipment up above there. And after we got that done, then I finished the rest of the sheetrock in here. And then Thursday evening at 6 o'clock, I get my blowgun out and I start back in the corner. And Cheryl says, I said, I'm going to blow the texture on these walls. And she said, how much you think you can get done tonight? She always wants to know how much I'm going to get done. I told her as much as I can get done. I don't know how much I'm going to get done. I'm just going to work till I drop. And, you know, so I started back there at the corner. And, of course, I blew that wall all down through here. And then when I got here, she said, how are you going to do that way up there? I said, I'm going to take a ladder. Big one, tall one, leaning against the wall. The ladder I got, no, it goes almost plumb to the top. And then I said, I'm going to climb up that ladder with one hand and carry the bucket of mud with this hand. I'm going to blow it on there. And anyway, I started at 6 p.m. the afternoon on Thursday afternoon. By midnight, I had this entire room done. Somebody said, I'm not impressed. I could have done it in half that length of time. Okay, I wish you'd have been here to help me. I could have used the help. But anyway, in the wee hours of the morning, I will have to say I was a little bit tired. That was, you know, I'd put in about 18 hours that day, and I'm laying there in the bed at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and I guess I'm having a little trouble sleeping. And Cheryl reached over and put her hand on me, and she says, you know, up until today, you were my 30-year-old husband. But she said, after today, you're my 20-year-old husband. She said, I've never seen a man your age could do what you could do. I said, well, praise God. You know, thank you, Jesus, that the Lord is my strength. You know, he confirms all these things. But anyway, in this book here, as we were preparing this, and I was reading in the Book of Wisdom, I come upon something that I had already determined because I'd been in the healing business so long that I'd seen this so many times in different people. I was beginning to put this together. But it says here, in return for their foolish and wicked thoughts, which led them astray to worship irrational serpents and worthless animals, you, God, sent upon them a multitude of irrational creatures to punish them, so that they might learn that one is punished by the very things by which one sins. Is that scary?
Yep.
You know, so I used to wonder, you know, that so somebody is talking evil about somebody, and I know it at church one night, and they're just running somebody down. Now, the Word of God says not to do that. All of us probably know that, but we don't realize there's a consequence. So you're talking evil about somebody, and the next day you wake up and you have laryngitis and you can't talk. Never put it together. Never put it together. That's just like in John 9, everybody asked me the question. They missed the total context. Everybody, I've had this question asked thousands of times in John 9, who sinned? Why was the man born blind? Well, the disciples asked that question too. They said, Lord, who sinned? This man or his parents? Why is he born blind? Well, see, they understood the principle of the curses and the blessings. They knew that if a man is disobedient, there is a consequence to his sin. They knew that a curse causes did not come to rest. They understood these principles. But when I'm asked that question, it's like we never see the principle. We just want to know, since Jesus answered the question, neither did this man sin nor his parents sin, but that the works of God may be manifest in the earth. They never look to past that. They say, see here, nobody sinned. But you know, that is not true. The Word of God says, how many have sinned? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In other words, there ain't nobody on this earth that hadn't sinned, is there?
Amen.
There's only one man walked on this earth that never sinned, period, and that was our Savior.
Yes.
He was the only one. All the rest of us, unfortunately, have fell far short of walking holy before God. And that's a church too. I mean, I don't care who you are. I can spend a few minutes with you. Well, I say a few minutes. Sometimes it takes me a few hours. But, you know, if I can stay with you long enough, and I've done this thousands of times over the last 15 years with people, I bring people here that are sick and afflicted and everything else, and some of them are terminal and everything. And if I can spend enough time with you, I will find your sin. I will find it. And when I find it, and then you repent of it, and you're serious with God, if I can build your faith to a point, I can get you healed. I have seen thousands of people healed. You know, that's just like the reason I made that teaching that you got, with God's promises, God's power. When Bill Gothard called me the first time, somebody from his ministry had been down here to one of these healing schools and got healed. And went back and told him, Mr. Gothard, I come to Dallas, and I went to a healing school down there that Thurman Scribner teaches, and God healed me. So he called me. He won't know how I did it. I told him with the Word of God. He said, well, I'd like to have you speak at one of my conferences. I said, well, sir, I don't know who you are, Bill Gothard. I didn't know who he was. I'd never heard of him. And I said, you know, I'd rather that you listen to some of my teaching before you ask me to teach at one of your seminars. I said, how many people come? He said, all 3,000 to 10,000. I thought, wow. You know, this guy's been around a while. You know, so, but I said, I still, brother, you listen because I don't want somebody to be disillusioned, you know. So I sent him and his board, some of my teaching. Boy, two or three or four weeks later, they called back and asked me question after question. And then Bill called me back and said, Thurman, I'd have to change the whole Baptist doctrine for you to teach at my seminar. I said, well, that's what I thought. So I said, that's why. He said, but I'd love for you to speak here, but said, I can't let you. I said, that's okay, no problem. I said, I work for the King of the Universe. If he wants me to speak at that seminar, he'll make a way for me to be there. Do you know that he's the king?
Amen.
Do you know he's still in charge, whether we believe it or not? You know? And Bill said, well, yeah, he will. And so I said, okay. So a few weeks later, Bill called me with a young man by the name of Andy Warner. Now, Andy was his right-hand man. He's in his 20s. He's a fine young man. He works with Bill Gothard, but he was down on his back. When he called me, he said, Thurman, Andy walked in my office today, and he's walking in a walker. And said he's in his 20s. And he said the doctor gave him three options, and all three of them eventually lead to back surgery. He said, I told him, Andy, let's call Thurman and see what he says. And I said, well, Bill, it's real simple. The boy's got a sin in his life.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.